Department presents To Man Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. To Man Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over there. All you guys on 7-day-a-week duty with Uncle Sam, and salutations to all our friends throughout the United Nations. It's command performance time in the USA, with the American entertainment industry short-waving a hot time to you men whose swell letters cast this big show of yours. And right now, it's high time to introduce the pride of Dutch Harbor, the Fairbanks Flash, and the favorite of Uncle Sam's armed forces everywhere. Just returned from a personal command performance in Alaska, the old musher himself, Bob Hope.
Oh, thank you so much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Tanks for the Memory Hope, telling you soldiers the way the tanks are rolling off the lines, Hitler will soon be doing a song and dance with U.S. Grants in his pants. Yeah, but it's great to be back on Command Performance. What a program, a show heard all over the world. Can you imagine one radio program that reaches all the way to Alaska, Ireland, Australia, Madagascar, Siberia, and the city limits of Los Angeles? Isn't it wonderful? And we've got a great show for you tonight, a great cast, and a great announcer, Don Wilson. This is the first time I've ever worked with Don Wilson. Look at him. Now I know what they mean by a second front. And a third, too. Don's got a little stomach trouble. He can't get it through the door. You can take that any way you want. It's as broad as it is long. That's Mr. 5x5. Anyway. You can work on me now, Don. But now that the regular radio season is starting, I'm going to broadcast again from the Army camps. The War Department likes that. They say it keeps the boys in a fighting mood. Last week, we broadcast from Santa Ana. That's where they got my brother George in the Air Force. That's the only way they could get him in the Air Force. Of course, we entertained the boys after the show. It was a very smooth performance. Gypsy Rose Lee was there. Everything came off on schedule. And they had the... And they had the prettiest girl singing songs. I asked her for her telephone number, but she wouldn't give it to me. It's a military secret. Nobody knows it but the soldiers and the sailors. But you soldiers can sure be proud of your Army football team. They played here in Hollywood a couple of weeks ago, and I went down to see them play. I love to go to football games. It's the only chance I get to yell at guys with muscles. But it was a great game. It was a great game. I sat next to Hedy Lamarr. People in the grandstand watched every play that was made, then the game started. And... And the team that was playing the Army had a tough break. At the end of the first half, their star quarterback was drafted and played the second half against them. That can happen now. And boy, was it hot at that football game. I went up to an ice cream guy and handed him a dime, and it was the first time I ever had a good humor squirted at me. It was so warm. The beginning of the game, the good humor man was yelling, ice cream. At the end of the first quarter, he was yelling, malteds. At the end of the first half, he was saying, who wants to buy a stick? But enough of that. Let's open up the old Command Performance Music Department. First, for more you guys than Hitler dreams or overseas, one of your very top favorites, Judy Garland. Hello, Judy.
Hello, Bob, and hello, fellas.
You know, Judy, it's swell to be back on the radio with you again. Remember the good old days when we worked together?
That I do.
Gosh, a lot of water's flowed under the bridge since those days. Yes, sir, a lot of water's flowed under the bridge.
Bob, are you reminiscing or starting a commercial for that toothpaste company?
Well, anyway, a lot has happened. I can remember the very first day I arrived in Hollywood. I put my footprints in the cement in front of a Grauman's Chinese Theater. And 15 years later, I put my footprints there again.
You put your footprints there twice? How come you did it a second time?
Well, they wanted to have one set of them with my shoes on. I should have have your glasses. But look.
Oh, it must be fun, Bob, to look back at those days now that you have two suits and everything.
I've got more than two suits. Can I help it if my relatives get up earlier than I do? But, Judy, speaking of relatives, that fella Dave Rose leading the orchestra, isn't he sort of a relative of yours?
Well, I guess husbands are relatives, sort of.
And do you suppose, Judy, that you and Dave could sort of beat out of a number together, sort of?
Okay, Bob, come on, Dave, for the AEF. Oh, I woke me up this morning and I heard a joyful song from the throats of happy Irishmen, 100,000 strong. Sure, it was the Hibernian Brigade lining up for to start the big parade. So I fetched me Sunday bonnet and the flag I love so well, and I bought myself a shamrock just to wear in me lapel. Sure, today is the day, March 17. It's the day for the wearing of the green. It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day for fair. The streets of old New York are filled with Blarney. Begorra, sure you'd think 'twas old Killarney. It's a great day for the shamrock, for the flags in full array. We're feeling so inspired, sure, because for all the Irish, it's a great, great day. Begosh and begorra, every Irish son and daughter, every good old Irish name and his relation. They come from Tipperary, Donegal and County Kerry, and they all are here to join the celebration. Now there's Terence O'Toole and his cousin Phil Doherty, Patrick O'Bogle and Mullen McGrew, Mike Maley, Tim Daly and Barney O'Flaherty, Danny O'Doolan and Seamus Carew. Connellys and Donnellys and Patrick O'Bannigan, Ryans, O'Briens, McLaughlins and Lynch, McGlones and McFaddens and Mr. Pat Flanagan, Hogans and Glogans, McPherson's and Finch. It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day for fair. Begosh, there's not a cop to stop a raiding. Begorra, all the cops are out parading. It's a great day for the shamrock, for the flags in full array. We're feeling so inspired, sure, because for all the Irish, it's a great, great
day. Oh, that's fine, Judy. Thank you, Judy Garland. Judy will do another number for you in a few minutes, fellas. Right now, it is my extreme pleasure to present one of Hollywood's most beautiful and talented young actresses. And there's a rumor that she's dropping in on command performance tonight to catch up on that mail you sent her. But the real truth is she heard Hope was on the show. By worldwide command of the AEF, Miss Claudette Colbert, right here.
Mr. Hope, I'm indeed grateful for that flattering introduction.
And I'm indeed happy to be working with so distinguished an actress.
Oh, well, I'm thrilled to be associated with so capable a performer.
Well, here we are.
Yep, here we are.
Care to shoot a game of pool?
Now, look, Bob, if you're at a loss of what to do, you don't have to stand up here with me. I can do an act very well by myself.
Oh, no, I'd rather help you out a little. It's my good deed for the day. I guess it's the Boy Scout in me.
Well, it's the first time a Boy Scout ever tried to put his arm around me.
Yeah, well, I belong to the Wolf Patrol, but that's... You know, Claudette, I want to tell you that, you know, you're beautiful. You know, I really think I could go for you.
Isn't it wonderful how that light in his eye can be on when everything else in his head is off?
Please, applaud on cue, please. Claudette, how can you speak to me like that? After that heavy date we had last night.
Oh, no, I'm really sorry, Bob. It was nice of you to take me out.
Oh, don't mention it. Gee, that Macombo is a popular place, even though it is a little expensive.
Oh, well, now, don't talk like that. You'll make me think I spent my money foolishly.
Bob, please. Claudette, don't make me seem as cheap as I am. But still, we had a good time. We had a good time dancing, didn't we? Don't you think I'm a good dancer?
Uh-huh. You waltz divinely, no matter what the band's playing.
Is that right? Well, I'll have you know Fred Astaire and I used to dance together when we couldn't get girls, but that's neither here nor there. Let's not talk about me anymore. Let's talk about you for a while. Have you seen my latest picture?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you've been at Paramount for a long time, haven't you? You must have an awfully smart lawyer.
Yes. Well, you ought to know I'm at Paramount. I've got the dressing room right next to yours.
Are you the one who has the dressing room next to mine?
Yes.
Oh, must you cook?
When I'm that close to you, how can I help it? But look. Claudette, I noticed that at Paramount you often drop in and visit Charles Boyer.
That's right.
Well, why don't you ever drop in and see me?
Oh, well, Bob, if you could get caviar, would you take beans?
Come, Claudette, it's not nice to refer to him as Beans Boyer. I don't think... Anyway, what do you see in him?
Well, don't forget, I've watched him making those love scenes on the set.
Oh, you have? Well, how is Charles Boyer in those love scenes? And how am I in my love scenes?
Oh.
You don't think I'm your type then, huh, Claudette?
Well, not exactly, Bob. You know, I like a man like Jimmy Cagney now. There's a guy with a lot of punch.
Yeah, well, what's the matter with me?
Well, you're punchy too, but in a different way.
Well, I don't know how you can say that. I stack up with most of these actors physically. Errol Flynn, for instance. What's he got? Just look at my figure.
I'm looking.
Well, take a good look, will you?
Was your mother ever frightened by an avocado?
Let's skip the whole thing. Say, you just finished a picture, didn't you, Claudette? Huh?
Yes,
say,
I
do. Let's skip that, too, yes. Shall we? Yes, sir. You know, I don't know how you can talk about me. You know, I do pretty good as a leading man in my pictures. Did you see my last picture?
Yes, I did, Bob, and I laughed and laughed and laughed.
You did, really?
Yeah, what love scenes.
Listen, there was... That must be the cameraman. Listen, there was nothing wrong with those love scenes I played with Madeline Carroll. In fact, I thought we both did a very good romantic job.
Yes, you know, I talked to Madeline Carroll about your lovemaking.
You did, really? What'd she say?
Is it true you once wrestled alligators for a living?
No, I got these scars walking into a lady's Turkish bath in a dim out.
Tell me, Bob, how does it feel to be kissed by Madeline Carroll?
Oh, every time she kissed me, my feet left the ground. Right now, I have more flying hours than Crosby Stork. Say, Claudette, while we're on the subject, how about you giving me a little kiss, huh?
Consider yourself grounded.
Oh, come on. Just give me one little kiss before you go. I want to feel smoke come out of my ears again. Just one little kiss. There, and again. And again. There. What do you say to that?
Well, I hope the Army and the Navy appreciate what I'm doing for them.
Claudette Colbert. And now for all you guys in Middle Egypt and India and Africa, and you Marines in the Solomons, and all you construction workers who are building the stuff to tear down the axes, here's another of your favorite dishes. Music from the USA, prepared and served by Dave Rose and the orchestra. Pagan Love Song.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave Rose and the orchestra. Boy, what a night. Command performance. It's really amazing. Claudette Colbert, Judy Garland. I must be dreaming. So I might as well dream that I'm out with Claudette Colbert, Judy Garland, and Lana Turner. Why not? If Harry, Frank, Doug, and Sid in the Royal Navy and thousands of guys in the AEF can dream of Colbert and Garland and Turner, of course it would be too much to expect. Of course it would be too much for me to hope for. Oh, well.
Hiya, fellas. And hello, Bob.
Well, Lana Turner! Lana, this is wonderful. Gosh, you know, we haven't seen each other for 18 months.
Bob, has it really been 18 months since the last time I saw you?
That's right.
Gee, that suit certainly holds a crease.
Well, it should. Since I got a sponsor, I've been taking it off nights. But, Lana, I understand you've been a very busy girl this past year. In addition to your pictures, you've been doing camp shows and bond tours.
And I love it, Bob. I love trooping. You may not know it, but I was born on the stage.
That's a pretty good act. What'd you do for an encore? But seriously, Lana, traveling around the country must be, you must meet so many interesting types of people.
That's true, Bob. One of the strangest things that ever happened to me occurred out in that flat prairie country where those big farms are. I ran out of gas. Say, did you ever run out of gas?
Yes, quite often, I tell them.
Well, I thought I was out of gas, but my car broke down. And there I was, all by my lonesome. So I left the car and started walking a few feet down the road when I met a farm boy. He looked very much like you, too. And as I walked up to him, I said, "Hey, you! You sitting on the fence there."
"Who, me?"
"Yes, can you direct me to town?"
"Where?"
"Say, you're a good-looking boy, aren't you? Nice, ripply hair, big shoulders, red cheeks, nice hands, beautiful eyes, and nice, soft lips."
"Town?"
"Why don't you stand up when you talk to a girl?"
"Nah, I'm a settin'."
"Well, you'll wear out the seat of your pants."
"I already did. That's why I'm a settin'."
"Well, is there anyone around here who can fix my car?"
"Fix your car? Sure, my Uncle Podney can."
"Is your Uncle Podney in?"
"Yeah, he's in, but he's out."
"Oh, that doesn't make sense."
"Yeah, he was at a hard cider party last night. He's in, but he's out."
"Well, I can see I'm not going to get any help from you."
"Why not, cutie? I may be young, but I ain't no fizzle. Just sit on my lap and watch me sizzle." "Look, I'll fix your car myself."
"Thanks. Say, you're kind of cute, Hayseed. What's your name?"
"Oh, it used to be Claude. Changed it to Elmer."
"Changed it to Elmer? Why?"
"Oh, Claude made me sound like a hick." "Last name's Jones."
"You know, I kind of like you."
"Oh, now, just a minute. Don't be getting too forward. We ain't shook hands yet."
"All right. Say."
"Shuck."
"Say, why do you shake hands up and down like that?"
"Can't help it. Got 106 cows in this farm." "Hey, look who's walking up to the fence here. My old horse, Dobbin. Kiss the nice lady, Dobbin."
"Oh, I don't want that horse to kiss me."
"Cools you off, though, don't it?" "Gee, you know, you're a pretty lady."
"Why, thanks, Corn.
So pretty."
"You know, you're kind of pretty yourself."
"Yeah, but you're prettier."
"You've certainly got your hair slicked down. What's that you've got on it?"
"You listen to that Fibber McGee fella."
"You don't mean to say you got wax on your head?"
"Yep. When a mosquito lands on it, it's like watching Sonya Henney." "But the girls around here kind of like my type. I got real big ears, ain't I?"
"Big ears? Those are the biggest ears I ever saw."
"They are?"
"I'll say they are. Were you born here or just grounded by bad weather?" "Say, what do you do for excitement around here?"
"Wiggle my toes." "And once in a while there's a hayride."
"Have you ever been on a hayride?"
"Oh, yeah."
"Say, Hayseed."
"Huh?"
"You know, it's awfully romantic out here in the meadow."
"Huh?"
How would you like to snuggle up to me and give me a great big kiss? Well, what do you say?
Town?
Oh, forget the whole thing. Say, I'm getting awfully thirsty. Why don't you go over to that cow and get me a glass of milk?
All right, you're pretty.
And let it run till it gets nice and cold. You know, Elmer, it's really terribly romantic out here. Haven't you ever wanted to hold something tenderly in your arms and care for it?
Well, I found an owl once with a broken leg.
I don't mean an owl, I mean me.
Oh, gee, I don't know. Break your leg and I'll think it over.
But, Elmer, didn't your mother ever tell you anything about girls?
Nope, and I don't want her to.
Why not?
I'd rather learn from girls. Well, your car's all fixed, ma'am. Good as new. There you are. Through
tinkering. Well, thank you. Well, I've got to be driving on. Say, Alfalfa, how would you like to drive into town with me? Huh? How about it?
Town?
Yes, and on the way in, I'll stop at Lover's Lane. The moon will come out, and I'll raise my lips to yours. And you'll put your lips to mine, and you'll kiss me. What do you say to that?
No.
Why not?
I ain't gonna throw away a good piece of bubble gum just for that, no. Thanks a lot, Lana Turner. If I ever get a hold of the guy who sold me that bubble gum... Well, fellas, the gal who draws all that mail from all you males in the AEF is due back again. Command performance and Judy Garland. Come on, Judy.
Thanks again, Bob. And, fellas, may I answer just a few of your wonderful letters. Hello to Private Brewer and two Hawaiian harps and a Polish boy in Hawaii. Love to Arsenal Pete and the Renegades somewhere in the Pacific. To Hi Phil from Farmer City and Greenwood from Gardner, Massachusetts. More of the same to the gobs in Hut 33, Iceland, and to the Message Center gang in Northern Ireland. To you fellas in the Falkland Islands, Command Performance is your show, too. Don't forget it. And we're not forgetting Mike and Paul at APO 886 and Chambers and Eight Buddies at APO 827. And out there in Barracks 11 at APO 869, it's an Axis sub for every song. There are lots more letters. One from a girl in Fayetteville who says, sing one for my husband, Sergeant Heathcote, and the men in New Caledonia. Okay, Dave.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat? Why, that happy tune is your tune. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade, but now I'm not afraid. Trouble's over, I've crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade, but now I'm not afraid. Trouble's over, I've crossed over the rainbow. Never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my sunny, sunny
Judy. And now, fellas, with an eye on that studio clock, it looks like it's time to say, all thanks
from America to all our men in blue, our boys in khaki too, our tough Marines, our Coast Guard, civilian workers too. We thank you so much. And thanks to our brave allies, the gallant Russian bear, the British everywhere, the Chinese and our partners who are fighting over there. We owe you so much. Command Performance, speaking for our nation, is grateful to you guys for all that mail, and promises until that old duration to reply each week. And I mean every week. So, I guess that's about it, fellas. This is Bob Hope speaking from the USA and short-waving the best of the best to each one of you over there. Good luck.
Command Performance USA, the American entertainment industry, salute to Uncle Sam's armed forces throughout the world and to our working and fighting partners in the allied nations. Men, send those letters to Command Performance, care of this station. This is Don Wilson saying good night from Uncle Sam.